are recording, so whenever you're ready to go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For the past year, as many of you may or may not know, I have been conducting a podcast series titled Becoming a Sage. And on the second Friday of every month, I've been releasing one of my podcast interviews with experts in the field of positive aging, saging, leadership. And I hope you've learned a lot from these. I know I have. So I thought I wanted to take this opportunity to reflect back and give you just kind of a brief update about each interview and some of the main lessons I've learned from these interviews, just to kind of recap and reflect on the year. Again, my goal is to make the rest of life the best of life and do that by sharing wisdom, information that I've learned through these interviews. So I thought I'd just kind of take them in order and summarize them briefly as a way of my sharing my learning for these podcasts. I started off, the first podcast was basically an introduction to the series. And so I was kind of describing the process. And again, I do release these on the second Friday of every month. And one of the first people I interviewed was Greg Lavoie, again, author of Vital Signs and Callings, Finding and Following an Authentic Life. His emphasis was on passion. And passion is a skill and a mindset towards life. It's a survival mechanism. Attachment to life is related to our interest in it and curiosity. He made the point that people that we describe as larger than life people, they're definitely present in life and they're cooking on more than one burner is what how he described them. But they're very mindful. He says passion is not a place to get to, but a place you come from. So, you know, how do you get passion? He basically described a lot of it as mindset. And again, I recommend his books. One of my favorite books of his is Callings, Finding and Following an Authentic Life. My second interview is Dr. Rick Moody. And Rick, you know, he is the author of several books. One of his main books is Five Stages of the Soul. He was co-director of the National Council on Aging. And with Rick, we explored the concept of wisdom. And he says, aging gives us an opportunity to become wise, but it doesn't guarantee wisdom. He says, as we age, we collect opinions and perceptions and images. And he said, there's a confirmation bias. And so what happens, and I think we see this happening in our current society, is that, you know, with this confirmation bias, we tend to listen to and read things that confirm our current beliefs. And he says, you know, really, he said, social isolation is real for all ages. He said, we have to stay connected and we have to fight against this confirmation bias. He says, check your sources, make sure you're getting accurate information. Make sure you're not falling into fake news. So with Rick, we learned a lot about wisdom and, you know, just getting older does not make us wise. Then I interviewed Mary Catherine Bateson. She's the author of several books. She's a cultural anthropologist, and she's a daughter of Margaret Mead. She really has kind of coined the phrase second adulthood. She says that this is a new phase of life because of longevity. She says it's a new phase of active adulthood before old age, which is really could be 30 years, 55 to 75 or 60 to 90. You know, she says when we can be active and engaged. She says we're living longer, but it's not necessarily tacked on to the end of life, but this new phase of life. After our main career, when we've raised our children, when we still have health and energy and we want to contribute. She says this is a significant opportunity for society, for cross-generational learning and teaching, extra years of later adulthood that are important years for legacy work, where we can share our wisdom and what we've learned from our life experience. And that was a very interesting interview. Also, she wrote the book Composing a Life, and I like her book called Composing a Further Life. But again, with these interviews, you can find them all by going either to my website or Googling Jan Fried podcast series, and they'll come up. And so if you didn't have a chance to listen to some of these interviews, I would encourage you to go back and do so. Then I interviewed Dr. Tim. And Dr. Tim is an expert in palliative care. He's a palliative care doctor, expert in the field. And we talked about the end of life is a healthy thing and exploring and being prepared for that and talking about it and having these critical conversations. He said the medical community is often trained to prolong life, but it's important to talk about the quality of life that we want to have at the end and have these conversations and be transparent about the truth and how do we want to write the last chapters of our life? And palliative care is about how you want to live the rest of life. And since that's one of the themes in this podcast series, you know, making the rest of life the best of life, I think learning about palliative care from someone like Dr. Tim, that was a fascinating podcast interview. Then I interviewed Dory Mintzer. Dory is a therapist, a coach. She's a co-author of The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, Relationships and How to Develop Healthy Relationships and Sexuality. And her main theme was these relationships, sexuality. As we get older, you know, these things are constantly changing. It's important to have these, again, critical conversations. She said, we live in a youth-oriented culture, but we need to understand how we keep growing and the importance of intimacy. We're sexual beings, and we need to be aware of this. And so she stressed the value of investing in our relationships, connection, engagement, and purpose and meaning. And she said, these are things that we always need to be thinking about as we gain in years of life experience. Then I interviewed Barry Relaford. And Barry is a strengths coach. He's also an expert in storytelling, a storytelling coach. And his main points were to, you know, he says he likes to be a positive mirror for others in helping them awaken to be their best self. And how do we do this? He said it really matters. He called what he does, he said he called them NLEs. Near life experiences. And what he means by this is he said, we need to look for meaningful work and moving something forward is how he defined work, moving something forward of significance. And I liked his definition of work. He says, we really have four domains of work where, you know, he says we have paid work, and that's kind of easy to understand. Then he said we have work in families or our tribe, you know, the people that we surround ourselves with. Then he said work in communities. This could be volunteer work, but causes that we care about. And then he said inner work. And this is really the character. Who do we want to become? And he said this really should be our great work. You know, what we do and who we become. And he mentioned a kind of a formula he uses. He said gifts, passions, and situations. And he said, we need to understand our gifts. And this is the joy that we have to give, or our talents, our experiences, our relationships. And then he said passions. And these are the causes that we care about. And then he said situations. You know, where do our gifts and passions come to play? And what role can they play? And how, again, it's another way to look at contribution. And so that was Barry. And that was kind of number 7. When I look at number 8, you know, I interviewed Marianne Osher. And Marianne is a retirement coach. Her experience has found most people are not prepared to leave their main career, what Barry called, you know, our work where we do this for money. She said 69% of people who leave their careers face major challenges for which they're not prepared. And she says it's okay to find help to overcome these challenges, whether it's help with a retirement coach, help with a therapist, help with family counseling. These can be tough times if you're not prepared. And she said, don't go it alone. She said, mind shift is critical. You know, we have to stay positive. And she said, a lot of people struggle with this transition. And so her advice was, you know, get help when you need it. Don't go it alone. And it can be an exciting time if you get some help with preparation. Next, I interviewed Chris Monroe. Chris is a friend of mine. She had a long career in the newspaper industry as a top executive. And she and her husband are exploring this new stage of life. And she says it really involves, for her, and I think for others, you know, there are a lot of choices that we can make. And along with this stage of life after main career comes a lot of freedom if you've raised your children. And so they are traveling, they built a new home in Minnesota, so they like to get out of the cold. And so they're looking at the winter months as a chance to travel and kind of selecting two or three places each time at a month, Airbnb or, vacation rental by owner, and finding places where they can stay for a month and places that they've not been to before but want to explore. And so instead of, you know, traveling and here and there, they try to find a month where they want to stay for a while and kind of act like they live there. And so she said this really second half beyond career, you know, they're trying to make some deliberate, intentional choices and driven by circumstances. And they're really finding that to be quite exciting. I interviewed Dr. Meg Newhouse. Meg is an expert in legacy work. She's the author of the book, Legacies of the Heart, Living a Life That Matters. And legacy work is a major component of saging or positive aging. She said, basically, legacy is the footprint of our lives that lives on to another generation. And she mentioned a lot of this is inner work again. And what's the difference you're making in the world? The influence you've had in the world? What do you still want to leave in the world? And she uses this quote that I love by Frederick Buechner. You need to find the place where your deep gladness meets the world's deep hunger. And that can be a place where, you know, you find your passion. I interviewed Dr. Bob Weber. Bob is he's an author. He's associated with Harvard, MIT, still doing some teaching. And his main point was aging is important to accept as a part of life. He said, many deny it. But he said it's really important to learn to navigate this phase of life. He said we're aging from the moment we're born. And so from day one, we're aging. But, it tends to, again, have this negative connotation in our society. And he says we have to work at being positive about aging. And he said, what I am learning, you know, what he often asks himself the question, what am I learning with each day? And look for those spiritual opportunities of waking up. He said, it is a time to get to know your inner truth. And so I can, you know, I'm sure you're hearing some themes here. I interviewed, those were the interviews for the year. And as I look back over those interviews, I identified some common themes, and I'm sure you heard some yourself. But the second half of life really can be a time of choices and freedom, but it's often based on mindset, staying positive. Another theme I heard was there's an opportunity and a responsibility of elders to get engaged, to stay connected. This is also a time to find meaning and purpose and passion for life. That one of the areas where when people struggle and they, you know, there are a lot of, the data, the statistics are not positive for 50 plus people. There are a lot of challenges out there. And one way to overcome these challenges is to continue to look for meaning, purpose, passion, and ways to contribute. It is an opportunity for growth, and we can keep learning. There are so many things out there. And intergenerational learning, where we're learning from younger people. I have technology people who I'm learning a lot from. And, you know, how can we teach others? How can they teach us this intergenerational learning? And I think the value of staying connected, it's really easy to get isolated. And you have to work at staying connected and meeting new people. I often say in workshops that naturally our circle of friends tends to shrink. People leave, people die, people move to, you know, get second homes and are spending more time away from their communities. We have to work harder at at making friends, meeting new people, and staying connected. You know, I think one question is, are we living longer or are we taking longer to die? You know, I think we really have to work at staying alive and staying engaged. And, you know, another theme I heard was be a seeker, ask questions, be curious. Curiosity was a strong theme in these interviews. And again, the importance of doing the inner work. And what does that mean, inner work? Inner work is where you're really trying to get to know yourself and know your highs, your lows, your strengths, your weaknesses, and, you know, work on some of those things. And it might take a third party, a therapist, a spiritual counselor, go to retreats, meet other people who are seekers. It's exciting. You know, I go to the Saging International Conference, and that meets every other year. And it's an exciting time. This year it's meeting in Minneapolis in October, you know, 2018. And so, you know, get to know yourself. And the more you know yourself, then what are those things that will keep you curious, that you have questions about? So, you know, there are more themes, but those were the themes that I heard. And again, if you didn't have a chance to listen to some of these interviews, I hope that you'll go back and find them on my website, find them, you know, you can just Google Jan Fried podcast series and they'll pop up. Each interview is, you know, about 20 to 30 minutes long. They're not that long. I encourage you to listen. I've got some exciting people I've interviewed for, you know, this coming year. And I hope that you'll take some time to listen. I know I've learned a lot. And if you take the time to listen, I think you'll learn a lot too. So once again, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast series, Becoming a Sage. I release interviews the second Friday of each month. And thank you. I hope you listen, and the goal is to make the rest of life the best of life. Thank you.